From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news, trying to make peace in Ukraine. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he has no doubt the United States will send economic help and what he calls aid of other kinds to Ukraine as it battles pro-Russia separatists in the eastern part of the country. Meantime, comments by high-ranking officials from Germany, the U.S., Ukraine, and Russia, all attending a Munich security meeting, indicate there are still big gaps between the U.S. and the European view on the Ukraine crisis. VOA's Pam Dawkins has details.
Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko spoke of a spiraling tragedy in his country as he held up what he said were passports and military IDs of Russian soldiers and officers that were confiscated in Ukraine.
This is the best evidence for the aggression and for the presence of Russian troops.
Fighting in Russian-speaking eastern Ukraine surged about a week ago following a breakdown in peace talks. Despite of the passports Mr. Poroshenko displayed and other reports of direct Russian intervention, Moscow denies all accusations that it has been providing direct support to Ukraine's separatist rebels during the past year. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, Munich.
Nigeria announced Saturday it's postponing the February 14th presidential election 6 weeks due to security concerns and the Boko Haram insurgency. Islamic militants control large parts of northeastern Nigeria, and experts conducting a peaceful vote in the area say it's likely impossible. President Goodluck Jonathan seeking another term, but many Nigerians have criticized him and his government what they say is failure to defeat the extremists. Meantime, Benin, Cameroon, Chad, Niger trying to help out. This is VOA News. Baghdad's decades-old curfew has ended just hours after a series of bombs killed at least 37 people, wounded scores of others. The nighttime curfew had been put in place in the capital in an attempt to reduce violence and kidnappings. In another development Saturday, Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi met with U.S. Vice President Joe Biden and Secretary of State John Kerry in Munich, where U.S. officials say they discussed efforts to fight the Islamic State and talked about the importance of a whole-of-government approach to provide sound local governance, reconstruction, and economic opportunity in areas liberated from the group. Meantime, Jordanian fighter jets struck Islamic State targets for a third straight day Saturday, as the militants claim that a Jordanian airstrike killed an American hostage remained unconfirmed. Jordan launched the raids to avenge the killing of a Jordanian pilot the Islamic State captured in Syria in December. The United Arab Emirates said Saturday it ordered a squadron of F-16 fighter jets to Jordan to help with the airstrikes. Both Jordan and the UAE are members of the U.S.-led coalition attacking the militants and their captured territory in Iraq and Syria. In Washington, President Obama says the country must always resist the urge to overreach when it comes to getting involved in global crises. Mr. Obama says America leads from a position of strength, making the comment as he released a new document outlining his national security strategy. White House National Security Advisor Susan Rice echoed some of the president's points during a speech in Washington at the Brookings Institution.
Fundamentally, it's a strategy to strengthen the foundations of America's power, political, economic, and military, and to sustain American leadership in this new century so that we can surmount the challenges of today and capture the opportunities of tomorrow.
Security document makes no major policy changes, but clarifies the U.S. approach to a number of challenges, from the fight against the Islamic State militants to Russian actions in Ukraine to the rise in China. Some Republican lawmakers have criticized Mr. Obama for what they say is an inadequate response to global threats. Yemen's Gulf neighbors denounced the Shiite rebel takeover of the country as a coup on Saturday, as thousands of Yemenis took to the streets to protest the power grab. Six-nation Gulf Cooperation Council, led by Sunni-ruled Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, labeled the Houthi rebels' action as unacceptable escalation. They said it threatens the country's security and stability. But the rebel leader, Abdelmalek al-Houthi, defended the takeover in a speech Saturday, calling it a filling of a political vacuum in Yemen.
That's the latest world news from VOA.